And let us go to the phone and bring in Julie Emmerich, who's a Cook County Extension Advisory Council. How you doing, Julie?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We talked a little bit about this at the top of the show. Here we are, another year, another extension crisis. Why does that continue to happen? It's very frustrating for those of us who understand the importance of the monies that go to extension and what they produce. And wouldn't you say that there's a factor of two or three in terms of value that every dollar gets by going to extension, Julie?
Oh, most definitely. Extension receives funding on the federal, state, and local level. And what's really critical about local funding by the Cook County Board, is that the state of Illinois can match that funding by up to 50%. So if the Cook County Board provides funding of, say, $400,000, the state of Illinois can provide an additional $200,000. So in essence, the extension would receive $600,000 in funding for its valuable programs. So it was very disheartening when extension learned on or about April 27th that funding for extension in the Cook County 2012 budget was not going to be provided, and it was really quite a shock.
Yeah, it kind of came out of the blue, didn't it, that there's a line item for extension, and if $411,000, and suddenly the board says, or the president said, we're not going to fund that this year. And it makes me think, and perhaps, I don't know if you agree or not, and Beth, I don't know if you agree, that the commissioners just don't understand the worth of extension.
I think that most people in Cook County, including politicians in Cook County, have no clue about extension. They just think of it as some sort of downstate agricultural thing. They think 4-H clubs and people raising lambs and stuff. And what does that have to do with Chicago and the suburbs? They just really don't know what extension does. And the only way to make them understand that this is something that's worth funding is for people who have been touched by extension or are involved with extension to send letters, reach out to Tony Preckwinkle, reach out to their own county commissioners, reach out to the commissioners that are on the advisory council and tell them what extension does and tell them why it's valuable.
And right now, what I would tell people, another thing, and I just went to the Facebook page at Cook County Extension, we need more hits on there.
Yeah,
that's.
But I mean, that's an expression of the sort of invisibility of extension.
That's the point I'm making. Yeah,
yeah.
It's that. This is partly the legislators and commissioners' fault for not understanding it, but it's also the fault of extension for not getting the word out as much as they could. I mean, and Facebook is an extension, if I might say, of that. This is where people are nowadays. And what we've been doing this morning, Julie, is getting my listeners to tweet to Tony Preckwinkle, and it's at Tony Preckwinkle, TONIPRECKWINKLE, and say, we need extension. And this is, it's interesting. One of the things I said to Beth before the show was that in this new, in the 21st century, it seems like you have to fight for every dollar that you get, even if you're already doing good work. And maybe that's one of the things that's changed in a really bad economy. Would you agree, Julie?
Oh, most definitely. But I'd like to add a point of clarification. I do not believe that the University of Illinois Extension Cook County was a direct line item in the Cook County budget.
Yeah, the funding, very obscure the way it's stated in the county budget. You couldn't even tell from the way it was phrased that it was funding for Cook County Extension.
Which adds to the confusion by perhaps commissioners that they don't realize where the money is going and that extension is really benefiting from it.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that. And that makes it even more frustrating that you'd have something like this buried in language where the commissioners might not understand what they're funding and what they're not funding. One of the things I discover on this show every week, and it just terrifies me, is that legislation goes through to the state, it goes to the city council, it goes to the county board, and often the lawmakers don't know what they're voting on to some degree. And my response is always, wait a second, isn't that your job to understand what you're voting on? And I know I'm ranting a little bit here, and this is, you know, Mike Novak talking, and I tend to do that. But it just is a measure of my frustration that something like this that is so important could get buried in, okay, you say it wasn't that specific line item, but in some sort of line item that the commissioners don't get.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just sort of one of those things that I think has been coasting along for decades. And the fact is, you know, it started when Cook County was full of farms. But since then, the extension has really changed. It has a lot of urban programs. It has a lot of programs that are directed toward nutrition, toward science education. Of course, the Master Gardener program is the one that is kind of my connection to extension, which is this great cadre of trained volunteers who work in community gardens and really work on urban greening and local food production and provide a lot of manpower for a lot of really valuable programs in the city. But Extension has a lot of other programs too. Julie, can you talk to us a little bit about those other programs?
Oh, sure. For summer, for teachers, there's going to be a science institute held at the Extension offices in Chicago on Greenwood. And it provides teachers with innovative tools to facilitate their upcoming classes for the school year. They provide information in critical areas of the STEM, the science, technology, engineering, math field. So in essence, Extension is helping teachers become better teachers to educate our children. There's also a fantastic Science on the Go bus, which is a mobile lab that travels to different schools that provides students the opportunity to learn more about science fields. They can learn about animals. They can learn about chemistry. There are also great programs for seniors and for families that are, you know, needing to learn more about long-term care for aging parents, to learn more parenting skills. In Cook County, unfortunately, a number of parents for children are actually grandparents because parents are not available. So grandparents are raising children. So Extension provides wonderful programs, mostly on a free basis or a low-cost basis, to all the residents of Cook County. And they're able to do that through some of the funding from the state, federal, and local level. And it would be a shame if the Cook County funding is not available.
And what I'm wondering about this is whether they'll look at this and perhaps, and I'm right now, I've got, I just saw Mr. Brown Thumb just tweeted. He retweeted the Save Cook County, and I want folks who are listening who are on Twitter, just get out there, just send the stuff out, and see what. I'm sorry, I got a little distracted here, Dennis. We got a call about this here.
Yeah, this guy wanted to talk about urban gardening.
And Cook County Extension?
And tree repair. That's what he wanted to talk about. John
okay,
of Chicago.
We'll get that in a second. I want people to flood the commissioner with this information, especially if you've been touched by Cook County Extension, because I've got this list here that Ryan Wolford sent to us this morning, and he's with Extension, and it's in pages and pages of the what they call a snapshot of Extension programs in the various districts, and there are 17 districts.
There's 17 Cook County districts, and Extension is active in all of them, city and suburbs.
And there's like 50 programs or organizations on each page of this. You know, I'm looking at District 1, Garfield Park Conservatory, Oak Park Conservatory, Cedar Resurrection Health Pro Care, Noble Elementary, Ryerson Elementary, Ceasefire, Chicago Talent Development Charter High School, Westside Health Authority, and on and on, and it's these kinds of things. And so it's just the measure of what Cook County brings or rather Extension brings to Cook County, you couldn't even start here. So what I'm afraid of is, Julie, that they see this and they go, oh, okay, we get it. So we'll just cut it in half. Is that a likely scenario?
It's a possible scenario. What Extension educators did on Friday is they made a concerted effort to visit each of the Cook County commissioners to provide them with the information that you've just discussed, the snapshot, to further create awareness among the Cook County commissioners of the Extension programs in their districts. And the hope is that the Cook County commissioners will suddenly realize that, oh, there is a great value that Extension has brought to my district, to my community, to the residents of Cook County, and we need to find some funding for them, for Extension. So the hope is that some funding will be provided for the 2012 budget, because at this point there's zero funding. And then to continue on, when the Cook County budget discussions begin for 2013, that Extension is back into the budget.
Because what I understood when I was talking to Cook County Extension staff for a blog post that I put on my blog at growinginchicago.com. There is a blog post at growinginchicago.com that explains a lot of this for those who don't really understand what we're talking about.
And I've got that link on my website. If you go to mikenovak.net, this week's show, I link directly to Beth's blog, which is comprehensive. It covers this quite well.
And what I understand from them is that if the funding is cut somewhat, the Extension might be able to withstand that. But if they take out that line item altogether, it's almost impossible to get a line item back into the budget. If the county just removes that as a county funding responsibility altogether, then it's almost impossible to get it back in. So the lesser of two evils would be to have some sort of cut in the Cook County contribution to Extension funding, although, of course, we'd rather not even have that.
Well, but my point would be that once you make the cut, you can't even raise that in this society we live in now. Social services and services that help poor people just to even increase the line item is going to be tough. So once you start bringing it down, that's the direction it trends in, and it doesn't change. Now, again, I could be wrong. I'm making a blanket statement here, but that's my worry as well, that, I agree with you, Beth, that if you cut it, you can't restore it. My feeling is if you trim it, you can't restore it either. Julie, do you have any thoughts on that?
The county funding has been trimmed over the years, and Extension has made some adaptations to accommodate reduced funding. They've had staffing shortages or cuts. They've consolidated their office space. So they've done what they could to accommodate reductions in the funding. A big concern, though, is that because state funding is somewhat dependent upon or impacted by the county funding, that if county funding is lost, it's going to further negatively impact Extension, because state funding will also be reduced. So it's like a double punch, that if county funding's not provided, you know, state funding goes down, and then, you know, it's just going to steamroll from there.
You know, and I understand that, and it's all kind of tied together. While you're talking, I'm also looking at the various social media. I thought, well, why don't we just flood the Facebook page for the county board of commissioners? And it basically doesn't exist, you know.
Well, that's one option. But, you know, you got to understand that Cook County is a very bureaucratic outfit. And I'm not clear that Cook County commissioners read the Cook County Commissioner's Facebook page.
Oh, no.
Or the Extension's Facebook page.
There's exactly.
I think, actually, the most effective thing you could do, first of all, you should tweet at Toni Preckwinkle right now because she's the county board president. She does have a Twitter feed. But you should also plan to write a letter or an email to Preckwinkle, to Robert Steele and Bridget Gaynor, who are the county commissioners that are on the Extension Advisory Council, and also to your local district county commissioner, and explain to them what your experience has been with Extension. Explain to them how Extension has helped you. Explain to them how you volunteer with Extension and how you see it touch people's lives and why it's important to people in this county. I think because I think the biggest problem here is, you know, that complete unawareness. It's not that they have it in for Extension at the Cook County government. It's just that they don't have a clue what it is or what it does. And they're desperately trying to cut this gigantic hole that we have in the Cook County budget, which is a real problem. And they're, you know, they're talking about cutting mental health facilities and all sorts of other really valuable programs in order to close this more than $400 million budget hole, and they look at this line item that they can't really tell what it is. They say, well, whatever that is, we don't need it. And so they don't, they honestly don't understand what they've done by proposing to cut Extension, and we need to let them know.
Mike, you are absolutely right, and those are wonderful ideas for particularly the Master Gardener community, the Master Composters, the Master Naturalists. Anyone who's benefited from an Extension program, a 4-H'er or a parent of a 4-H'er, to identify who your Cook County Commissioner is, pay them a visit, visit their office, telephone them, send them a fax, because not all commissioners have email. If you have email, send them an email and let them know how you have benefited from an Extension program. And Beth and Mike, your support for Extension is greatly appreciated. And getting the word out is just fabulous.
Well, one of the things that I note when I do these shows and I talk about various issues is that often I'll do a quick Google search and see who else has covered this and what are they saying. And a lot of times, especially when it comes to Extension, I can't find anything. Nobody writes about it. The big newspapers don't write about it. The media outlets don't cover it. And I'm appalled. I mean, it doesn't take that long. And it's such an important program, I don't understand why this is not covered in the press.
I know. I couldn't find any mention of it at all. That's why I had to write a long blog post so I could have something to link to, because nobody else was writing about this at all.
And thank goodness you wrote about it, because that was what I linked to. So we got a phone call. Let's go to Chris in Palatine. Chris, you're on the Mike Novak Show.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to mention that the Extension, at least the representative from Master Gardener of the Extension, is at the Palatine Garden Farmers Market every Saturday. I remember seeing them there last year, and you know, went to the first Farmers Market was last Saturday, and there was a representative there. So that's one of the things that Extension does. And wanted to ask you, what do you do if your commissioner is a right-wing Neanderthal Republican?
You write to him anyway.
Yeah.
You write to him. He's a vote, man.
This is not a Democratic or Republican issue. This is a health and service issue.
You know, there's enormous support from Republicans downstate for Extension because downstate, which, you know, is heavily Republican, farmers down there are heavily dependent on Extension for a lot of services and a lot of information. So it's not like it's a Democrat, you know, Extension is a Democratic thing. It's a matter of urban and suburban commissioners just not having a grasp of how an Extension office in Cook County applies to urban and suburban life and to their constituents.
Okay, well, this is the, you know, typical, you know, Texas chainsaw massacre to the budget. You know, let's take a meat axe and cut everything except for police spending, of course.
Well,
that, I mean, that's sort of their philosophy up here.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to also, as I said, I did want to mention that the extension is definitely out there and doing things, as I said, such as having a master gardener, you know, at least this farmer's market, and I presume other farmer's markets, and they're very helpful. They can provide very useful information.
That's great, Chris. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. And Julie, I got to move on here, but one of the things I just found out, I just got a tweet from Ron Wolford, and there's actually a Facebook page called Cook County Blog. If you go there, and you could post something on the Cook County Blog, I would imagine, since it's a public entity. So there's another outlet. But as Beth said, write, call. You know, at this point, it might be better to call your commissioner because there's a meeting tomorrow, isn't there?
Yes, but I mean, if you can write, you know, a nice business-like letter that tells about your experience with extension and the value of extension to you, if you can email that or you could fax that, or if you can call, I think that the more things they can get in writing, the more powerful it is. My experience with all these kinds of advocacy campaigns is that there's nothing more powerful than a letter on paper. But time is short, so if you can fax that letter or if you can email it, that also would be powerful.
Any final words there, Julie?
Just to let people know that although there is a Cook County Board meeting for Monday, May 14th, extension is not officially on the agenda because the agenda was established well before we learned of the funding cut. But so your ongoing support for extension there's not a deadline for Monday. You can extend it and continue to promote extension throughout the month, the rest of the year, to let Cook County commissioners know the great work that extension does. And
yes.
And Mike, we greatly appreciate your support.
My pleasure. Yeah, I'm a master gardener. Beth is a master gardener. Julie, you're a master gardener.
I am.
Kirsten was on earlier. She's a master gardener. We know how important this is, and we know that people volunteer, that they that's what they do. They, because they belong to the program, they're willing to donate their time to it. And it just I saw the before I go. One of the things I put up on my page was there are 5.5 million Cook County residents, and Extension has reached nearly 1 million residents since January 2011. That's just a little over a year. 1 million people were affected. And it's through face-to-face teaching by staff and volunteers and web-based outreach. 60,000 volunteer hours were contributed by Extension volunteers. That program is estimated to be worth $1,307,400. That's just incredible. So, Julie Emmerich, thank you so much for stopping by, and we'll continue to hammer this and make sure that Cook County commissioners know how important Cook County Extension is.
Great. Thank you so much.
Have a good Mother's Day now.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Take care of some biz. Meanwhile, 773-763-9278 is our phone number if you want to call.
I got a tweet here from Michigan. Garden Fairy tweeted, "Our extension is also in danger in Michigan, though our leaders led us to believe it was only in Michigan. Knew they were wrong." That's weird that... Which leaders led them to believe it was only in Michigan?
I don't know, because I know that extensions all over the country are
funding
this.
Yeah,
you know why? Because it's the kind of program that helps people. All right, and it
seems sort of soft and not essential. And
but I've come, you know, we talk about wars on women and wars on whatever. It's, you know, we've got the war on anything that does any good. And this is where we are as a country now. If it does some good, it's going to get cut from the budget. And it's just a shame. I know, you think, you know, and Zan, who wrote earlier, only one rant today? Well, yeah, there's another one for you, okay? That's the way it works. Let's go to the phones. And Ann, you're on the Mike Novak Show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hi to Beth Botts, and hi to you, Mike.
Hi.
My name's Ann Cotta, and Beth knows me because I am a Cook County, Chicago master gardener.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I did write a letter to Commissioner Gaynor as soon as I got an email from Sue Gasper telling us of this cut, that this line item that they're going to cut. And part of the letter I wrote said cutting the the extension portion would mean the demise of valuable contribution that the countless volunteers provide in terms of information to the public at no cost to the taxpayers. We volunteer so many hours. We do garden walks, flower shows. We volunteer at Lincoln Park, Peggy Notenberg, Garfield Park Conservatory, the Museum of Science and Industry, Macy's Annual Flower Show, just to name a few. If these commissioners would take the time to contact the extension's office and request a copy of how many volunteer hours that the Master Gardeners have done for 2010 and 2011, if they had to pay for those services, it would be more than the cut they want to make.
Well, the problem is they're not going to do that. You've got to do it, unfortunately.
We got to push it because they're not going to ask.
Oh, I've been pushing it. You know, I'm the kind, once I know something's in peril, I'm trying. Right now I'm working on being a master compost. I am a master composter intern. And if they either cut this program, all the hours I'm volunteering and what I'm doing, to educate people on how to throw less waste away from your kitchen and do a worm bin, or how to do a composter in your backyard instead of filling up landfills with stuff that can be reused, in other words, composted material, put it back in your soils. This is what I tell people how to do. I show them how to do it. I'm very good at it because I've been doing it for years. And if it wasn't for me becoming a master gardener, I don't think I would be as vocal as I am today. I support the Master Gardener program from the extension office. And I cannot see for the life of me why they would want to cut something that is near and dear to so many of us who are master gardeners and the contributions we make to anybody that asks us. We're there for the people, and we believe in what we're doing. And to cut it, it just sounds totally ridiculous.
Well, you know, you mentioned the volunteering and Sue Gasper, who was a volunteer coordinator, and now Sarah Batka is the volunteer coordinator. And Beth knows because we get emails from them every week, and they say, hey, Master Gardeners, here's a volunteer opportunity.
Here's a community garden, or here's a tree planting, or here's a school that needs someone to help the kids on their Earth Day. With their Earth Day education, and, you know, here's an opportunity to take the bug zoo out there and help kids get comfortable with insects and the idea of all the other forms of life that live in the world. There's this huge variety of events and causes, schools, clubs, churches, all kinds of places that need help making their world, their little part of the city or the suburbs, a little bit of a greener place. And the first place they turn to is they call Extension. They get a master gardener out there to help them figure out how to do it, or to show them how to do it, or to answer their questions.
And we get these every week. And so you know that every week hundreds of hours of volunteering time is being devoted to Extension. And that's just the master gardeners. That's just the master gardeners.
It's only one of the programs of the Extension. There are science education programs. There are nutrition programs. There are just all kinds of programs that the Extension provides.
Yeah. All right, Ann, great call. Thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Thanks.